This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to the Sense of the Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the part of the solution, actually. That's really what makes it all come together. So, you know, I'm, like, floored, irritated, above irritated about, you know, the loving left, right? You know, that group of people that say that they care more, that, I don't even know. Yeah, I don't get it. I do not get why we let them get away with this. All right, anyway, I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a good time. I always have a good time with you guys on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, truly being part of the conversation, part of the solution. And, you know, head up to the website. A lot going on up there. I hope there's a lot. There better be a lot going up there. Head up to the website. A lot happening there. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. You just get involved and engage. It's really what it boils down to. You got to get informed. You don't have, listen, I know some of you really think you're God's gift to everything, but seriously, people, you want to make sure that you get the information you need, and the information comes from to you many, 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 many different ways, right? And if you find a commentator, hope it's me, but if you find a commentator that's giving you real information, that's being honest with you, not playing games with you, then support them. We've got more and more people being pulled. You're not hearing a lot about it because you're not going to hear anybody really, I guess, really report on it. Right? So stop feeding. I just had this conversation with somebody about my beloved listener, not just mine, others too, screaming, you know, get off of Facebook. Why do you need to be on Facebook? I mean, if you want to share puppy dog pictures and all that stuff, okay, fine. Maybe that's the place because everybody else is there. But, you know, it's really funny. More and more people are saying, you know, Facebook is the product of the past. Maybe they're not. I'm not the expert. But if you really want to get your information, want to get conservative information, you want to find out what's going on, Facebook is just going to keep banning, squelching, pushing down your information. Look at it. I am helping somebody run for school board. Actually, I'm helping a couple of people run for office, which is what you should be doing, too. I can't run political ads. I mean, I can. I should be allowed to. I've already been approved by Facebook a while back. And they're giving me a hard time again. I'll get it done. I'll get it through. But this is why should we have to fight like this? Why do we give them? Why did we give them that much power? That's my question to you-uns. Really, seriously. President Trump, the loving left, right? Again, screaming that he should drop dead. You're seeing it all over the place. I don't get it. And we let them get away with it again. And frankly, Not that Fox is calling for his death, but there's only three shows right now worth watching, for all intents and purposes, worth watching on Fox, right? Carlson, Ingram, and Hannity. Otherwise, why bother? Because you're listening to the guys that I thought were on our side, Cavuto. I guess Bill Henner never really was. And all they want to do is attack this guy. Look at, when the president got on the helicopter today from the hospital to head back to the White House, I don't know if some of you heard this, but the first thing you could hear a reporter yelling was, "President Trump, do you consider yourself a super spreader?" Now, I would have choice words for him whether the microphone was off or not. But why didn't he just say, point blank, "Hey, Mr. President, good to see you up and about. Good to see you beat this thing over the weekend. You know, how does it look for the future? Or has it changed your mindset on mandatory whatever at that point?" But no, nothing. See, they got nothing. They got nothing other than to try to call him names. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. It always floors me that the same people who talk about love and understanding, right, cutting breaks, they hate them. And you know, funny thing about it is most of them can't tell you why. They really can't. He's a racist. Really? When? What? I mean, the man who's done more for the black population in the short time he's been, I mean, relatively speaking, in the short time he's been president than any other Dem president before him, and not only that, but any group of Dem presidents. Right? They can't respond. They don't know. They have no answers. And again, bigot, racist, homophobe. They're brain dead. If those are the things that you're spewing about Trump, but you can't actually call out where he's done that, then stop saying it, because you're ignorant. You're willfully dishonest or ignorant. One of the two. Maybe Kimberly Marin can help me square that away when we come back. Joe Mancini, your host. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mancini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
An explosion. Is this true?
Yes, it's true. This man has no...
Are you there?
I am now. That's a lot. Hold on. We are back. Well, half of us is back. Come and see your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Oh, always. Listen, get involved, get engaged. Don't be one of those people who just spews the party line. You know how happy that makes me. It just drives me out of my mind. But listen, in the last segment, I mean, seriously, these people, you're talking about, they're willing to do anything to tear down good people. They're even accusing a friend of mine. I'm not even going to say it. I'm not going to give them time of day. But they're accusing a friend of mine running for office of something that's heinous. And it's a lie. It is a flat-out lie, and they know it's a lie. But they're willing to do anything. But one of these days, there's going to be a problem. Because just like you saw, or are seeing, I should say, with President Trump and others, you know, I don't know if you remember the movie, they're going to release the Kraken. And a lot of us are going to rise up and go, we've had it. And this is what we know about you, and this is what we know that you've done and you're doing, and we're going to embarrass the crud out of them at some point in time. Because we're not going to want to take it anymore. And I know Kimberly Moran joins me. She knows when that little Boston Bulldog starts to come out, you're not going to be able to stop it. Right, Kimberly?
Damn straight.
We don't hold nothing back. Oh,
nope.
God. No. No reason to. Once you step in,
that's all
there.
That's all Democrats do is lie. I mean, we're seeing it in New Hampshire. They're typical lying about candidates, Republican candidates lying about their own records. That's all they do. That's all they do across the country is lie, because if they actually told the truth, no one would ever vote for them again. And I know I've said that multiple times, but it's damn true.
Oh, listen, I would agree with you, except that here's my mantra. Remember, Obama got elected twice.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I'm sorry. I love this country. I even love the people in this country. I get really crazy nervous at times because they know. They know what's going on. They hear it. They see it. Help me understand. Are they too ignorant? Too busy? Do they not care?
Well, the fact that the media
elected twice.
Well, first of all, Romney was his opponent. Okay. Milquetoast. Second, the media isn't honest. Okay, we know that. And most people aren't looking into stuff. They're just going about their lives. They think they're informed. They read the newspapers, watch the news, and they're not informed.
No,
you know,
they're spewing party lines. They're spewing, when I was younger, it was, we used to say they were a victim of the last, that last news headline. And these people are victims now of the last Twitter feed or what have you.
Yep.
And you see it's happening more and more and more. Look at, you had to be rolling around laughing all weekend when you heard about the demise of the president. It was over for him, right?
I can't repeat what someone said to me. Well, what I said to them, I should say. But they said, oh, I'm sorry, your president is dying. And I was just like, I can't repeat what I said. But
well,
it's, they're just disgusting people.
Oh, it is. It is amazing to me to watch these people. They're almost salivating in happiness over the possibility of him dying, or the possibility of him being, I hope this changes his mind and makes him start telling the truth about how bad this thing is. Are we serious? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Oh, I know. People are all, I don't know if I can use that word. I won't, just in case I can't.
Use the second word. Yeah.
Mask buttheads.
Oh, there you go.
They're all like, oh, this is what happens when you don't wear a mask. I'm like, oh, my God. You know, before COVID came out, there was all kinds of studies on coronaviruses, and masks didn't work. It doesn't work with the flu. The CDC even said, we don't recommend anyone wear a mask if they have the flu or they are afraid of getting the flu because they don't work. Well, they don't actually work for COVID either, but all of a sudden there's all these COVID cult alarmists, and they are very reminiscent of the global warming alarmist cult.
Oh, yeah.
And they're making money off it.
Wow.
So now I understand how the global warming cult started, because that's how this is starting. And they're making money off it.
Oh, big bucks. Big bucks.
Yep.
And then, I don't know if you heard the Washington Post writer, Jennifer Rubin. She calls for the defunding of Walter Reed Hospital. After Trump is released. I mean, let's defund the police, right? I mean, this is where these people are at. This is the mental state that these people are in. And I totally believe that Trump derangement syndrome should be added truly to real, medical deficiencies. What do you think?
Oh, God, absolutely. Well, I mean, leftism is a mental disorder in the first place, so that should be added on the list. But, yeah, Trump derangement syndrome is even worse, because not every leftist is deranged against Trump, but they're all deranged in some way.
Well, when you start calling, look at all the things that they don't want a wall. They want to allow illegals up here to have full or participate fully in our benefit programs without adding anything to the taxes or the tax roll, if you would, right? They want to defund the police department. I go through this over and over and over again and say to people, can you really tell me that any of this sounds sane in any way?
No one can tell you that and mean it unless they are insane.
Yeah, it's really...
Seriously.
So now they're having a field day because Trump said he's urging Americans not to fear COVID. And,
yep. You
know, he's telling people he's going to return to the campaign trail. Don't let this thing beat you. You know, rise up. You know what's really funny about this? We're talking about, what, a 90... If you're over 70... There's a 94% survival rate. If you're under 70, there's a 99% survival rate. I'm still trying to figure out where the panic came in. You know what I'm saying?
You know what's funny?
Good.
I was at the grocery store today, and I don't wear a mask anywhere I go. I was in the grocery store, and everybody's got a mask on except one other person, and it happens to be a good friend of mine. We ran into each other at the grocery store, and we just started laughing.
Oh, God. So you have the option in New Hampshire, or you have to wear it?
No. Oh, no, it's not mandated by the governor. Businesses, private business, most of them mandate it, but I just don't do it. And nobody says anything to me.
Really?
I think that's the benefits of I must look like a total witch. I'm going to wear my witch's hat out from now on. Maybe they'll really... No one's ever bothered me about it,
You know what you
ever.
Should do? When I say something, you should turn around and curl your fingers and go, what did you say to me? Joe and Senior host, back more with Kimberly right after the break. Don't go for it. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump left Walter Reed Medical Center just after 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time.
Dr. Sean Conley saying the president has met all the standards for discharge, but is not entirely out of the woods yet.
24/7 world-class medical care surrounding him down there. We're not going to miss anything that we would have caught up here.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden spending his day campaigning in Miami, Florida. The vice president urging President Trump to listen to top scientists.
Listen to the scientists. Support masks. Support a mask mandate nationwide.
The former vice president also taking part in a town hall on Monday in Miami. He also offered his prayers for the families of the more than 200,000 Americans who have died because of the coronavirus. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
We are back. All right, we're back now. Joe and Steve, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Let me just bring her back in. Kimberly Marin joins me every week, and we kick off the week together, try to go after some of the crazy stuff that happened over the weekend. And my God, these people were salivating over the weekend at the thought, at the hint that President Trump might die from this COVID virus. Amazing.
Such tolerant people.
Well, what happened to
such
love?
Such loving, kind people.
Did I miss them or something?
They don't exist.
Well, I saw the signs. Didn't you see the signs?
Yeah, I saw the signs. They were, you know what I mean.
Well,
can't listen, say the word.
I know, right? Thank God. There you go. So, no. Here's the other part of this. It's really good, though. You and I were talking about it during the break. We're seeing more and more and more and more Trump signs out there, right? I mean, people. I think conservatives are starting to. They've had it. Trump supporters have had it. The ones that were willing to sit back and be quiet until election day have had it. And now they're coming out in big numbers. You see them everywhere. In the streets, in those Trump trains, so to speak, all over the place. You think
yep.
they're done?
I think people have actually, they've just had it. They've had it with everything that's going on. They're just, so a lot of people might have been closet Trump supporters before, but they became full blown. You know what? I'm not going to do this. You know what I mean? I'm gonna
yep.
show my support and mean it. I have a friend of mine who lives in Massachusetts still, and she said she put a sticker on her car, and no one's touched it in 2 weeks.
God.
Well, because you have to actually be concerned that you might get attacked by one of these deranged lunatics.
No question. Yep.
I mean, all the years I lived in Mass, I didn't get into politics until a couple years before I moved, but I never put any kind of stickers on my car. I didn't want anyone trashing my vehicle.
Well, I didn't do that because I didn't want them trashing it. I always had nice cars. I didn't want to bump a sticker on it.
Well,
I'll do a flag in the window. I was more than happy to do that, you know, that kind of stuff.
But, right.
Yeah, didn't want to do that. So.
No, I just see more and more, and you know what's really funny is a bunch of, and I don't know if you have them in California, but there's a bunch of Trump superstores that have opened up in New Hampshire.
Wow.
And a lot of them are in border towns, border cities and towns.
Wow.
And the guy, one of the guys said, he was on the news or something, he said he can't even keep stuff on the shelf. He can't get it fast enough. Not only that, but there's, and I still haven't stopped by just to talk to him and see what's up. But there's a guy or a woman that has a tent with selling Trump gear on the side of the road. On a main road that I travel on.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, well, listen, there around here, you know, well, first let's talk about where you're at, because you're up in the New England area. And
yep.
So based on the signs that you see in the street, Would you think that like Biden's going to have like an overwhelming win, or what do you think?
Hell no, no. I literally more. I keep seeing more and more and more Trump signs and flags and stuff going up on people's homes. I hardly see anything for Biden. Literally, hardly. Maybe two signs I saw on a main huge road, and multiple for Trump. Even in my neighborhood, people had Trumps. Well, one of them got stolen, and they caught the person on camera a couple times. But more and more people are putting them up.
I wish somebody would put DIY on how to electrify your Trump sign. I would love that.
No. That's illegal. Don't give people any ideas.
Low voltage stuff. 12 volts. Just enough to make you rattle your teeth.
Don't listen to Joe, people. You will get in huge trouble if you do that. I actually know a state rep who made a video of how to do it.
Did he really?
Yes, he did. He made a video of how to do it, but he kept saying, but you can't do this. But he's like, you can do it. It's wicked funny. I'm like, oh, you're going to get in so much trouble, buddy. But, and I know a friend of mine, she had signs. She was on a main road, so she had signs on her, in front of her house. And she put this stuff, I forget what it is. It's bird goo, I think she called it.
Oh.
And it's wicked super sticky, and it doesn't come off your hands. And it lasts a long time, because she took out signs she had before,
yeah.
And they were still goo. And she had to, she's like, I had to practically sandpaper my hands. Because it was that she didn't think it would be on there still.
Did you hear about
so
that?
So there's things you can...
Yeah, but wait a minute. You got to have some fun with it. So there was one guy who had like 8 or 9 of them on his lawn, and somebody kept driving up and knocking them down. I mean, just run them over. So what he finally ended up doing was he made those tire spike things underneath
yes.
it,
yep.
And then he put the sign through it. So the next time they ran it over down the street, the guy had to fix 2 of his tires.
I have seen that before, too. I've seen some interesting ideas. Well, one of my neighbors down the street, I talked to them about what happened, and because I saw the video, you know, someone stealing their sign, and they said the wife, every time, because it happened twice, that their actual official Trump sign got stolen, she made bigger handmade ones, and she's got like, they got another official Trump sign because she's got like 3 or 4 handmade Trump signs and more cameras.
Think about the sickness. See, I'd have an automatic, like, you know, an automatic turret filled with paintballs on the top of the ceiling and on top of the roof. And every time they went and touched them, I'd just turn them yellow or something, or fluorescent green or whatever I needed to do. But the sickness behind people wanting to steal those signs. Seriously.
You know, I don't understand. I've never, ever, I mean, believe me, there's been moments when I want to drive right over some signs that I see, but I don't do it because I can control myself. First of all, it's a federal crime to mess with those kind of signs, but also it's someone else's opinion. If you don't like it, just drive the hell on by.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
How tough is that? Is that so hard?
No, I listen, apparently they don't believe in freedom of speech, and if you mention Trump, it's hate speech. Look at now we have parents that are actually catching teachers belittling kids about supporting Trump or talking positively about Trump. You know, not just the latest
one. That teacher would have.
Oh, so the teacher tried to say, the most recent one, the teacher tried to say he didn't do it, and then the mom said, well, I got you on tape. Okay?
Nice.
And then the conversation changed. But this is, but let's go deeper with this. Here you have a teacher that's easily, you know, set to this derangement. All of a sudden, they're so incensed that Donald Trump would be president and that somebody would support him, that they're going to go after that somebody. Then they would lie about it, okay?
Yeah.
Why do I want this person teaching my child?
You don't. No child should ever know a teacher's politics. Ever, ever, ever. Not in a million years. A teacher should be remain neutral in class. It's okay for, you know, if some kids bring it up or whatever, have a discussion, but no child should ever know, and no student, I'm sorry, I'm not going to just say child, because I don't want to know an instructor or professor's politics either. And they shouldn't know yours. Or if they do know yours, they can still have a discussion about it. They're supposed to be teaching everyone.
Yep.
Not just people who agree with them.
No, but there's another bad part to that, too. And the bottom line with it is this. You know, when I was a kid, you kind of pulled out of, they kind of pulled out of you, you know, I don't want to say what you thought was right or wrong. But even if somebody said, I admire Trump, a kid, I'd say, why? Let's flush this out a little bit. What is it about this man, about this president that
right,
you like
yep.
or don't like? Okay? But they're not doing, you know as well as I do, I have to tell you. They're
yeah.
not doing that.
No.
You know?
They can't. That's critical thinking. Come on, Joe. That's critical analysis. That's actually trying to get kids to think for themselves.
But the sad part about this is so many parents send their kids to school thinking that they're actually getting, for lack of a better term, fair and balanced.
An education.
Education. Right? Now, these are the same kids that don't know the three you know, three.
Branches of government?
Branches of government. I was going to say trees. Three branches of government. Well, look, somebody sent me an article. I'm trying to read between the lines here, but about how Joe Biden out in the street. Who was it? Martha Raddatz from ABC News. She went out in the street and she went around talking to people. And we'll talk about this after the break because it's hilarious. There's nothing there for him. There is absolutely no excitement for the man.
No.
And they sit there at the ABC panel and they're scratching their heads, going, "I don't get it." Really? Do you really not get it? Or are you really ashamed to say you don't get it? Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a minute.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
There is the theory of the Mobius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop, from which there is no escape.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a lot you can do up there. But I want to get back to my guest. She's on every week with us. We have such a good time with her. Kimberly Moran joins me. And Kimberly, before we get rolling here, tell people where to find you, you know, where they can find your writing and such.
You can find me at graniterock.com or conservativeind on Twitter.
Cool. Yeah, and that's for independent, right? Not Indiana?
Yes. The hat's for independent.
There you go. All right, so I just want to finish up. These people, Martha Raddatz from ABC News. So she said that she talked to hardcore Trump voters, and she says, you know, they're not going to walk away from him. They're going to carry his water, and they think he walks on water. They you know, he's like a god for them, blah, 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 blah. You know, the whole thing that they just don't understand. They just scratch their head, and they don't even get it.
They were like that for Obama. I don't understand right? why they don't get
well,
it.
They don't see that. Notice that they don't, anything that they don't agree with or agree with, whatever, they see it only the way they want to. She said, though, I also found, in a puzzling way, that there wasn't a whole lot of enthusiasm for Joe Biden.
Shocker.
I mean, seriously.
But that's how out of touch these people are. Oh, Joe.
Yeah, totally. No question about it, you know.
I mean, yeah.
Well, she said most Democrats, they just hate Trump. They want him out. And she admitted to it. Right? They just want him out. No, we don't want any guidance. We don't want the best guy in there. We'll take somebody that's brain dead, right? Can't remember where he is from 1 minute to the next. That, yeah, he's better than Trump, for sure.
Yeah, it's. I've been thinking about this a lot lately. Biden, the people voting for Biden are never Trumpers and hate Trump Democrats.
Right.
There's literally, so everybody else, the far left, they might not even hate Trump as much as they prefer to get extreme left policies in place. And Biden's been dissing them, even though he would still put their policies in place. But he's trying to, you know, pretend like he's center, a centrist when he's not.
Not even close.
Yeah, not even close. So I don't, you got to have enthusiasm. So I don't see how Biden wins, to be honest with you. I just don't see any enthusiasm for him. None whatsoever. It was sort of the same with Romney. Romney was just like, whatever, you know. But the enthusiasm for Obama in 2012 was nothing like it is for Trump. Nothing.
No. No, no. You know what?
So
you got to just think for a minute about how many people were around that hospital. How many people went out there to see that man? You know what I mean? From all over. I know people who flew out from Texas to see him.
Stop it.
No, I'm dead serious. Just for well wishes or prayers or whatever.
Yeah.
And you think to yourself, would they do that for Biden? Right? And the left considers those people sick. Anybody who went to wish well to the president was just sick. From the loving left.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
They're seriously the most hateful, intolerant people on the planet.
Oh.
They really are. And, you know, they do try to pretend like they're loving and whatever, but they're not. They're awful. They're really not nice people.
No, not at all. So I don't know if you heard about this, too, that thousands of doctors have come out now against Fauci, doctors and scientists. But I don't think we heard. Did you catch that on MSNBC? I didn't catch that headline.
Wait, what is it? I don't watch MSNBC.
No, recently thousands of doctors and scientists have come out against Fauci. Okay? And, you know, getting on him for what he's putting out there. Is it true or scientific or really has no truth in it? And they've had it with him. See, that's what I'm saying. The dam is cracking. We saw it way back under Obama when I would say all the time, look, our military men will only take so much. After a while, they're going to start coming out against him. And they did. And the dam started to crack. And people started pushing back. And funny how people don't remember how Obama went through and fired a whole bunch of military people because they weren't doing what he wanted them to. They weren't on his side. And it wasn't about fighting. It was about wearing, you know, red high heels so you could see what it was like to be a woman or something. I don't remember. Right? Well, what other way do you have to put it? What business do military men have doing in sensitivity training? You know what? The enemy, there's nothing to be sensitive about. You know what I'm saying? One, two, bang, you're gone. That's it.
Yep.
God bless.
That's not the place where you want people to be sensitive.
I don't want them to have second thoughts. I don't want them to think about whether that guy has kids and a family or, you know, 12, whatever. I'm not interested. If he's shooting at you, if he's killing American soldiers, take him down. Real simple.
That's supposed to be their job. Well, thankfully, Trump changed the rules of engagement back. One of the first things Obama did in office was change the rules of engagement, and it cost thousands of American lives.
Oh, yeah.
Because of what he and Biden did.
Yep.
And I'm including Biden in that because Biden didn't say nothing.
No.
But they cost thousands of American troops' lives because of they changed it.
Well, to your point,
and Trump
Biden
changed it back.
I don't know how the commercials are in New Hampshire, but here, It's being called like the Biden administration. Instead of calling it the Obama administration, it's the Biden administration. So under my administration, this is what we did. You didn't do anything. You didn't have an administration. We didn't see you most of the time. He's trying to take credit.
Oh, he was hiding. He was hiding. He was being hidden in the basement when he was still VP.
I know.
I remember questioning that. Like, where the heck has Biden been? It's been like 2 years. We haven't seen him.
Not even
seriously.
Cutting ribbons. He probably would have showed up in the wrong place.
Yeah, they were hiding Biden. They were hiding Biden in the basement under the Obama administration. I thought it was very odd. Because at least, you know, VPs are usually here from or, you know, they're giving a speech somewhere, whatever. But Biden was, like, missing in action for a while.
Yep.
I remember that.
Oh, yeah. We were asking where he was, what he was doing. But, see, the VP role has never been that important, if you would. You know what I'm saying? So you don't really care where he's at and what he's doing or what have you. You just know he's around someplace. In his case, as long as he was away from kids, we were fine, right?
Right.
But other
yeah.
They had him locked away from somewhere. He wasn't bothering any kids anywhere.
So, yeah, exactly.
I don't know. I just, again, the amount of hate that I don't know if it's hate for us, Republicans as a whole, if it's mostly set around him, the hate that they have for him. But I want you to think about
what do you mean? Wait.
Well, the left.
Hate who?
Is it the hate? What drives him to all these lies and nasties? Is it the hate they strictly have for him, or is it the hate they have for us?
Oh, no. It's the hate they have for us. It's the hate they have for Americans in general who think for themselves and who don't fall in line with their ideology. Because long before Trump even thought about seriously running for office, the left were hateful, intolerant. I'm trying to censor myself. I'm very, this is kind of difficult. They were long before that. I think I told you this story before, and some people probably remember it. My first encounter with the left was in 2008 when I wrote my first ever political post on Facebook, and I said, this is why I don't think Obama should be elected, and it was his lack of experience. He kept voting present, Reverend Wright. You know, I had a list of reasons. Nothing to do. It was all like policy or his history. And I was instantly called a racist and a redneck. Mind you, I lived in the, you know, not far from Boston. And I was called a racist and a redneck by a lefty named Dakota. So there you have it.
That explains the whole thing right there.
Oh, it was.
God.
Luckily, I mean, that's when I found out I really do have a thick skin, because I was horrified. That was the first time in my life I was ever called a racist, ever. Mind you, since then I've been called a racist. Like, I don't know how. I couldn't even. If I had a dime for every time I was called one by the left, I'd probably have quite a few dimes.
Oh, we'd be rich.
Because. Yeah, because so what I'm saying is long before Trump came into office, the left hated us and hates most Americans because they think they know what's best for us. They think anyone who doesn't agree with their ideology is uneducated.
Yep.
I even had a never Trumper Republican say something to me about Trump and saying, oh, that's because I'm uneducated. And I'm sitting here like, are you kidding me right now? I know people that have multiple degrees, like PhDs, et cetera, on and on, that support Trump. I'm currently in my master's program, a STEM master's program, and I support Trump.
Wow. That's because you're not educated yet. Once you get to the diploma,
really bad about that.
Once you get to the diploma, you'll realize how wrong you've been, and I'm sure with all that education, you'll turn right around and jump on the Biden bandwagon.
It's just, they're awful. They think that if somebody doesn't have an education, that means they're somehow smarter than them, and it's totally untrue. Most people are smarter than the left.
Yes, all the time. Joe Mazzini, your host. You listen to Real Side, Kimberly Marin. You can catch her here every Monday, and where? Quick.
GrandeCross.com and Conservative IND on Twitter.
Okay. We'll be back in a little bit. Don't go far. Today is Mental Health Monday. You need help? It's coming in the next hour. We'll be back in a minute.